Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, Nation? We're back with another Blurry Hysteria. That's Brand Hand way over there.
Yeah.
Coming to you from
the lower the part of the fourth.
The NASCAR track known as Chicago and Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm pulling double duty. I am I'm in the good old Chi-Town area right now, so
you're winning the burr right now.
Yeah. 92 degrees and humid, so what a fun day.
Oh, yummy.
Which is, you know, Chicago's always hot and humid. I was really surprised when we were moving down to Tennessee. Everyone's like, oh, it's so cold there all the time. We're like, no, we have shit all the time. Terrible summers, terrible winters. 13 minutes of spring and fall.
You get the blurst of both worlds.
Yeah.
I'm David Floor. I'm over here in Colorado, which I can't trust the little thermometer on my computer because it seems like it's been stuck on 70 light rain for days.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's very sunny and hot right now. So
yeah, that's just the man keeping you down.
I updated it. It's 80. It's 80, clear, hot, and
that's nice.
Terrible. So that's why I'm inside.
That's great though. It's not, you know, I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
It's been warm. We're getting ready to be moving. So we pack up on the 12th through the 16th or the 15th, I think it is. So it's coming down to, getting real, this whole move.
Wow.
And, I'm, excited and stressed beyond belief. So I got that going for me. I'm a fat guy. You know, they need to calm down the stress. I'm going to have a fucking heart attack.
It's true though, right?
It's true. Yes. Thank you.
Well, I mean, you know,
we all know what you meant.
I've had my share.
Yeah.
Just like little touches of stuff here and there that,
moving is never fun. Producer Lisa is stressed about it too. And I can't blame her, and she's got a lot going on. You know, we both have, outside of this, I do a lot of work in podcasting through audio restoration and filming or recording of other shows and editing and stuff. And that doesn't stop just because stuff is, you know, I don't have my, my studio. So yeah, man, it's just, you work when you, where you can, when you can.
Yeah. And that's, we're lucky with that aspect.
Very much but so. Moving
sucks. I mean, when we moved out here, I'll have to say, all told, it was smooth, but driving after, like, from Denver to here, we hit a snowstorm and literally could not see the road. Ooh. And finally got to a place where we could get a hotel room.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was pretty freaky deaky, but
that's just
that was the worst of it.
There you go. That's all right. Well, speaking of worst of it and snowstorms, we got a little bit of a snowstorm. It's not the snow you're thinking about. We're starting off this week with a banger. Let me get ready for it. I got to go. Are you doing that too? You get it? Yeah, we're getting ready for
that kind of stuff. Hang on. The mic's going out.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm fucking ready for this episode. So it comes to us from Sky News this week, and it's a little bit of a it's a little scary. Sharks off Brazil coast are testing positive for cocaine, and not just positive for cocaine.
Oh my
God. I said cocaine. Cocaine. It's the cocaine.
Cocaine.
The white girl interrupted. They're testing positive for Satan's dandruff. They're coming up with a little bit of that pimp's knot in them. 100 times higher than previously recorded other aquatic animals because drug dealers dump bales into the oceans. And yeah. These sharks are like, fuck yeah, I want a party. And they just start having fucking shark orgies or something. I don't know.
See, Elizabeth Banks backed the wrong movie concept. Everybody thought it was going to be a bear.
It's the right. Cocaine shark. That is going to be a fucking movie. You know that. You've heard it here. I actually want to be in that. So it says researchers have long said that sea life could be impacted by drugs. They've talked about this a lot because they keep finding them. Hell, they'll find sea turtles with those bricks or whatever you call them stuck to them. And they think that might not be stuck. They might put them on it because they know they're traveling and they track them. And then, you know, some poor unknowing schmuck like me is like, I caught a shark. And it's got like 4 kilos of cocaine in its mouth when I fucking get it. And then I'm like, you know what? I don't even think I turn that in. I think I just throw that back over the fucking side and let that be someone else's problem. I don't know. But they said that. So they said that they dumped the waters by smugglers with tons of it found around Florida and South and Central America. So the study from Oswald Cruz Foundation, Brazil, has found evidence that sharks are being affected by it polluting the ocean. So they went out and they dissected 13 wild Brazilian sharp-nosed sharks. They caught 13 of them. They took them all apart. These are small. And they spend their entire lives in the coastal waters. So they figured, well, they're the most to be affected because it's probably around the coast. Muscle and liver tissue was tested using standard technique called liquid chromatography. With tandem mass spectrometry. So science, their molecules are separated into a liquid to look for cocaine and benzolicanine in a word. It's the main metabolite in the drug. And, all of them tested positive for the drug, with concentrations as much as 100 times higher than previously reported for any aquatic creatures. And they're talking about, this is the first study to find the presence of cocaine in free range sharks. Found the substance was more prevalent in muscle tissue than in the shark's livers because they know how to party. It's limited. They went out, they got 13 of them. They found it. It's not a controlled, it was all free range shit, But it was published in the Science of the Total Environment, and it's an outlet where you can do that. In June of last year, U.S. Coast Guard seized more than 14,100 pounds of cocaine in the Caribbean Sea alone and the Atlantic Ocean. I'm sorry. Estimated value of at least $186 million. That's what they found. There's more that's been eaten or is just leaching into the water enough that these sharks have. They're testing positive for cocaine.
So are you saying that you should either go shark fishing so that you can become a millionaire, or you should avoid sharks even more because they're going to narc you out?
Right. They said you'll know because if the easiest way to tell if your shark is tainted or not is when you reel it in, as soon as you pull it out of the water, shaking, is like, I'll suck your dick, man. I'll suck your dick. And they said that's the way to tell if they're fucking high on cocaine or not.
Baby. I wouldn't say that's a foolproof way to.
I'll suck your dick. What the fuck am I going to do? Literally, like, I guess she turned it in, but let's say I was nefarious and I found a couple kilos of cocaine. I'm the guy that gets killed, and I'm like, hey, are you a drug dealer? Do you want to buy that? Boom. And then they got free cocaine. You know what I mean? Right. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's like no country for old white men. Like, it would be terrible. I'm such a, I don't know, a nerd. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how I would, What do you fence that? What do you do?
Are you sure it's cocaine? I'm sure. Our captain sure. What do you? David's very sure. Man, so have you ever been fishing out in the sea like that in the ocean?
No, God, no.
Me either, man. I'm I don't know. It seems crazy. I know a lot of people do. Goforth used to go deep sea fishing. It's cool as hell, but I can't imagine like, you know, getting anything and pulling in a bunch of kilos of fucking Colombian bam bam, man. The just good for you if you do. It's a good job if you can get it, I guess. I don't know.
I want to keep talking about this to see how many of those euphemisms are.
Yeah, right. You know, would you like to build a snowman, David? Yes. That's like the commercial for the new Deadpool movie where they're talking about all that. They like, don't. They know all the slang terms for it. Feige said we can't talk about cocaine. I don't know, man. Have you ever eaten shark or anything like that? I am sure I have, but I don't.
Yeah, not to my knowledge.
Yeah, these are little guys. If you go to the link, they'll be in there. They're, I don't know, maybe a foot long. They're just the ones that they're catching.
$5?
You know, very small, but they're never hungry for some reason. they don't want to eat, and they party all the time. I don't know.
What does a coked up shark do then? Like
same thing a regular shark does, just much faster.
Just at 100 times.
I'm sure
that's what I would guess, right? Like,
you know, it's just leaching into their systems, probably causing it wasn't in their liver as much as their muscles,
muscle tissue.
So it can really like damage their liver, but it's so much higher rate. They're talking about 100 times what they've found in other areas before. And they did say, this is a very limited test. It was also very crazy. The amount that they found, and of 13, all of them had it.
Are they trying to say that it could be more?
They're just saying, like, you know, they didn't have they didn't test anything other than these sharks, you know, so they don't know how much it's affecting others. These are the small ones right off the coast, so it could be more prevalent there and not out in the water, but it's leaching into the water so much. It's not like every one of these sharks is going and chewing on a fucking kilo. It's not like Cocaine Bear that was like, yeah, for about 15 minutes, the top predator on this fucking planet, you know, just, you know, it's just, I think in the water so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is crazy. Know where I'm making my fucking tea when I go down to the
salty tea,
you know, and, I don't need to talk more than I already do, you know?
Yeah, but I do need to get more work done. So well, there's a balance,
right? I already have so many fucking, so I have terrible sinuses because of the move and, you know, all my, my fucking, allergies and shit. If I couldn't breathe,
right.
What are you doing if you're fishing and you pull in a kilo of a cocaine, what is your go-to?
I mean,
call the authorities.
There's a, you know, there's a measuring stick where if it doesn't exceed the stick, you throw it back.
Right? Like, I don't know, man. I'd be like, we better call the Coast Guard, and then the nefarious people are going to kill me before the Coast Guard gets there. That's what I would be worried about. You don't want to like be bringing it back to shore and then they stop you and like, oh yeah, I got drugs here, but it's not what you think. Mm-hmm.
That's the worst place to be when you find cocaine, because
open
how
water.
Easy of a disposal is it for them to just pop you and then dump you over the side?
Thank you very much. And we'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
It's like when I watched Cocaine Cowboys, they were talking about how they would bring the cocaine in.
Now the cowboys have cocaine.
It is a very good series. You know, it's a documentary on, it's called Cocaine Cowboys, and they talk about how they bring it in and everything. And they would bring it in through Miami. They'd have those go fast boats and they'd have a false bottom and they'd layer it with, you know, thousands of pounds of cocaine. Well, they get this new guy and they had this lookout. It was on this, peninsula. They'd watch him bring it in. So his first day coming in, he has tons of cocaine. And they're like, oh, he's great because the police boat is broke down. They're just out there. Like it's broke down. They can tell they're working on it. He's coming in. He pulls over. He's like, hi guys, you want a tow? They're like, yeah. He fucking tows the police boat in, just clanking balls of steel. And he said after that, every day they'd walk by, you know, they'd pull by and they're stopping everyone. They're like, hey buddy, how are you? And he'd wave at him. Just never bothered him.
That's right. Like you got to fly into the eye of the hurricane,
man.
Right?
Fucking A. You know,
you gotta cozy up to the dragon.
Meanwhile, right? I'm fucking sword fishing off the coast and accidentally pulling a kilo and spend the rest of my life getting pounded in the ass by some guy, you know, because I'm have to hold his pocket when we walk. Who knew? In prison, I'm very attractive. In prison, I don't think I'd do well. I don't know. Maybe I'd do very well. All right. We're going to go to break and sample some wares. And when we come back, we're shifting gears from water to water travel to outer space travel. That's coming up after this on Blurry Hysteria.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right. You got a little bit different. Yours has much less drugs in it, I think.
That's right, Brent. This is a new study that reveals a warp drive that actually operates within known physics.
I was reading. I thought you might like it. Do you like it? I like it. I don't know. I like it too.
I didn't think we could go to space. We go to Alpha Centauri. You want to go to Alpha Centauri? We can get there and back tonight. This is how everyone knows that we've never done cocaine.
These guys are fucking idiots. There's some dude like, these fucking nerds, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, this one's from Popular Mechanics. Yeah. A new study reveals a warp drive that actually operates within known physics.
Ooh.
They keep talking about warp drive. They keep talking about faster than light travel, yeah. All that stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You've heard tons of stuff coming out.
It's
of how
we're
going
to get the Vulcans to notice us.
Yeah, they we get that handshake. Or if it's in the mirror universe, we shoot them on sight. I know where my money's on, but...
Welcome to Earth. We'll take over now. That's what I love. Real quick, my buddy was always like, he always goes, Chris Nichols, shout out to him in case he's listening. He'd always loved Star Trek, every iteration. Like, he's that guy that just watches it over and over and over again. And he's like, I love how they've had the Federation of Planets for ever. We come in, and in like, I don't forget what it was, like 70 years... the base is on Earth and everything. It's like,
right.
It's so human for us to be like, oh yep. My God, thank you. We're going to take over now though. Thank you for doing this. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and take that. It's just such a fucking realistic. And they're always like, we don't trust humans because you guys are human, you know? And it's sure. Like, yeah, that makes sense. I absolutely believe that.
Do you Sorry. Think, do you, would you watch a show that is the same concept as that, but the humans are like the trailer park trash of space.
I think that's called reality.
That's what I'm saying. Like, would you watch?
Yeah.
Would you watch it? They're just completely shit on the whole time.
It's like when you watched, what was it, Coneheads, and David Spade goes and they go there, and like he's like the number two to the military guy that's mm-hmm. after them, or the, you know, the FBI right. or whatever he was. And then he weasels in and he's immediately like the helper for their fucking, the king of that planet or whatever. Oh yeah. Oh man. Here, I'm going to give that to you. Not a good time to give that. You know what I mean? I'm like, that's just humans. You know, just
exactly.
All right. Sorry about that. I digress.
No worries. This article is, I mean, it's funny because yeah, it's exciting, but it's kind of vapid. Mm-hmm. There's not really much to this. The articles like this have been coming out a lot, and this one, there's a new paper that was written that talks about another engine capable of exceeding the speed of light because of a bubble that
So the idea of a bubble, I like that they actually said in this, it doesn't rely on wonky, never before seen physics. The bubble is, you can create a bubble that in the past they had theorized this. The heat was the issue inside the bubble before. They're worried that the heat would be too much. But what's in the bubble is the bubble on the outside is moving and it's not breaking the laws of, you know, physics. The stuff in this inside is not technically breaking the laws of physics because it's surrounded by this bubble.
Yeah.
And so it's like a twofer. Like, it can travel because of the way bubbles and they work and blah, blah, blah. But the heat was the issue. And I think this is something that where they're actually saying, hey, we can actually do this probably, you know,
they've come up with the math for it, I think. Or at least, you know, it's looking better. They call it a constant velocity subluminal warp drive.
Yeah.
Which, guys, work on your fucking acronyms, because CVS, the warp drive, like, okay, how long is it then? Just like the fucking receipts you get.
Do I need a receipt into this? Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
The articles, I mean, it doesn't talk too much about the ins and outs of it. It's just that they're saying, okay, they put out a paper, they've done math, and it looks a lot better than it has in the past. They want, you know, grants for, there's this new company or something that's, it's an online toolkit, they call it. It's called Warp Factory.
Of course it is. Yep.
And it's for researchers studying the physics and engineering of warp drives. My take on this is, we need to harness AI to do this shit.
Right. AI needs to figure out, like, hey, this. Here's a fucking rework of your
here's
resume.
A tin an eight fingered person, you know, out on the campaign trail knocking on doors or whatever. This is what the AI should be used for. This right? Cancer research, you know, medical stuff like that. Like, think of all the permutations and things that we humans, it takes us forever to get around to and test. You know, do it with AI, man.
Having it working out, like running, crunching numbers on this. This is cool. So this company, this Warp Factory, is pretty cool, though. They are giving out $500,000 in grants for proposed research that does not rely on exotic concepts like negative energy or dark matter or anything like that.
Yeah.
They want it to work within what we know of the laws of physics, using things but that, like, we could at least have access to now or shortly.
Like, have we not been doing that? Because that's why I'm...
Well, but so Elon and places like that, they are making, you know, I hate to say his name, but, you know, they're doing things that are within the confines of what we already have. This is asking people to think outside of the box and to really work on faster than light travel. So I don't know how far, I know this has been talked of, these warp bubbles and things have been talked about before. They're asking, all right, figure it out.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the problem is there's no money in it. Why am I going do this,
we've talked about this before, how that has corrupted the scientific industry because the money is like they'll put out bad science in order to get funding to keep working. You know,
how many people that, they've said, I would love to work on XYZ, even stuff that's, be it cryptids or things like that. But two reasons,
that's a thing.
A, there's no money in it. And B, as soon as I put my name on that or UAPs or anything, I lose my other fundings.
Right. That's why you and I will never be billionaires, because that's what we would fund.
I know.
Like,
right.
I'd fund research into cryptids, like legitimate scientific stuff. I'd go throw some money at this warp drive stuff.
Well, who was the guy that was the guy? Oh, my God. Why am I blanking on him?
Bigelow.
Yeah. Bigelow. That's pretty cool to me. Hey, man, let's figure this shit out. He was giving real money to people to do crazy shit. Now, of course, he's kept a lot of that secret, or the government did, or who fucking knows. But there's a lot of leeway on both sides of that. But it's pretty cool that someone is coming out and going, yeah, let's look into this shit. And, now that says not to say that they couldn't find a crazy new form of energy that we're using, but they're asking it to not rely on that right now.
Yeah, yeah. I keep seeing stuff come out about hydrogen-powered things. Have you seen a lot of that?
Cars and everything.
Cars, flying
planes.
Cars.
They just, I saw on the today, 500 and some odd mile flight, and it still had like 10% of its fuel, which was more than they thought. That's like, it's saying that it can be a real and usable form of travel. So
that's kind of exciting. Now, I don't know how it works at all, but
this is a poorly written story, essay, whatever you want to call it.
This article?
Yeah, I thought so. This article, they repeat a lot. It doesn't say as much, but it's there's a lot of links. I learned more by going to some of the links and things like that. And
and this is Popular Mechanics, which I would have thought, but. This is probably written by AI speaking.
Right, exactly.
Stop telling AI to do this dumb mundane bullshit.
I've been on like ChatGPT and I asked them to write things, and it sounds like a fucking, it sounds terrible.
It does.
I think there's words and tips and things that you can give it. But when I do it, I read them, I go, holy crap. Like, I shouldn't have even asked. Other than like, it's good for like maybe SEO, but then it sounds like a ninth grader was trying to flower up something, So
you think these commercially available AI programs, if you were like, hey, will you crunch the numbers on this warp drive for me? It would do it.
I don't know if I would think you'd have to guide it. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if commercially available, there's ways you can work with these and have them do other things. I would think that you would need a specialized thing, but I don't know why not.
It's like, hey, ChatGPT, find a cure for cancer.
They say it can, right? Holy crap. Okay, hold on.
We're going to experiment right now.
Going to ChatGPT. Find a cure for cancer. Finding a cure for cancer is an ongoing and complex challenge in medical science. Cancer is not a single disease, but a group of related diseases, blah, blah, blah. Here's some of the major avenues researchers are exploring. Targeted therapy, immunotherapy, gene therapy, precision medicine.
Ask it what it thinks the most viable cure for cancer is.
Who you think What do you think the most viable cure for cancer is? I don't have personal opinions. It's just saying the same thing again. But here's what they use. Immunotherapy, targeted therapy, precision, it's the same thing. The concept of a single cure for cancer may not be realistic due to complexity and diversity of disease. However, community research advancements in these areas hope for more effective treatments. Nothing. It's just not saying anything. It's just giving me a...
When is ChatGPT going to run for president? That's what I want to know.
Right? You got my vote. Well, let's just end it all quickly.
Dodging all the fucking questions.
We got... We're going to be able to warp drive to another planet just to drop off cocaine in their waterways and have giant fucking cocaine sharks on other planets. It's fucking just exciting time to be
cocaine space be whales.
Yeah, cocaine in space. So that's our that's some weird news for this week. Get us your ideas weird at hysteria51.com. Send us links. We'll say your name on the show and you can be the talk of the town, you know. And
that's right. Get your name associated with cocaine.
Yeah. The cocaine this week comes to us from.
Oh, all right, Brent, who are we snorting this week?
So, yeah, weird at hysteria51.com. You can send us your voicemail 773-669-7277. Again, 773-669-7277. And we're going to be coming back at you next week with more craziness. We just figured, just finished the first five. Well, the first one was done for us by John and I, and we killed those first five. So we got a lot more stuff coming out. It's going to be a blast. And with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
We'll see you next time.
Meeting adjourned. Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.